Congratulations. What a turnaround for you guys in that second half here. And you guys really put it to Hugoton and started with the opening drive.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of the focus coming out of halftime right there, was putting a drive together, giving us something to, you know, kind of look up to, look forward to. And the guys were able to, you know, take that opening drive down there. You know, we got that screen pass to Wyatt right there, and he slipped a tackle and turned it into some big yards. So that got us going. And, you know, the defense played well all night, you know, aside from, you know, one play maybe. But, you know, they really did play well wide at the end spot, and the linebackers did great. And, you know, covering their receivers is always going to be a challenge. And I thought our secondary did as good as they could.
Yeah, their receivers definitely showcase some speed here tonight. But, you know, you play that zone coverage, you guys did a good job of keeping them in front of you for the most part here tonight.
Yeah, you know, and we've got the players out there that are, I mean, they're tough kids, and they're very competitive with themselves as well as, you know, when you put another team out there. So they did a great job. You got the Korf kid, and you got Linegar out there, 6'5", 6'4", receiver. So, I mean, it's a chore to try to, you know, keep those guys contained. And, you know, it starts with containing the quarterback. And for the most part, we were able to do that very well tonight. You know, and I think last week was probably good prep work for this game.
Yeah.
Going against the Oz kids. So, you know, back-to-back great games for the defense.
What a night tonight for Wyatt Hayes on both sides. I think he had about four or five sacks, and he had three rushing touchdowns, that big fourth down touchdown run in the middle of the third period. And what a night he had on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, he absolutely, you know, he's had some great games this year already. And, you know, just as a sophomore, I mean, it gives you something to look forward to with him. And he's able to hit holes, and he doesn't need much room. He's pretty shifty in there, even though he kind of runs a little too high for me. But, you know, he's definitely a hard kid to take down. And, you know, as many linebackers as they were bringing, it kind of shut the run game to the outsides off. But you know, our line did a great job, just because with their bringing the two middle backers a lot of the game, we were able to create enough seams to allow us to keep running the ball. When we did throw the ball, you know, there in the third quarter, we were pretty effective with it. Maybe only one or two passes, I think, is what we had. So, you know, all around it was a pretty good game, especially the second half.
Well, that was going to lead me into my next question. Offensive line did a good job for the most part, opening up some holes despite the pressure all night from Hugoton. And, you know, only giving up maybe one sack here tonight for Hess tonight. And first time all year, Beavers, no turnovers.
Yeah, that's something you know we kind of set as a goal for us going into every game is to make sure we do limit those turnovers. And you know, tonight, you know, we didn't have any, and that's always great. I mean, it doesn't put your defense at a disadvantage. And our guys had confidence. You know, the linemen, you know, throughout the whole game, you know, asking questions, hey, what are we doing with the backers coming? So we were able to clear up some things at halftime. You know, Coach Turner made some defensive adjustments, and we made some adjustments on the offense to give us some plays where we were able to, you know, kind of take advantage of their aggressiveness, the screen pad pass for one. But, you know, when it comes down to it, our running backs, you know, they found a hole and they hit it fast. And, you know, even if it's only a three or four yard gain right there, you know, that's better than losing, you know, two or three. So we were able to control the ball, control the clock the second half, and, you know, go home happy.
Well, next week it's home and homecoming for you guys as you get back to 500 in league play and overall. It's the Ulysses Tigers coming to town. Last check, Ulysses was down 14-7 at halftime to Colby, and they're kind of struggling right now with some injuries as well, but a team that has a pretty big line.
Yeah, you know, in Ulysses, regardless of who's hurt, who's playing, who's not playing, they're kind of like what we are with the tradition. You know, as far as they're going to line up and they're going to play smash mouth football and they're going to come get you. So, you know, regardless, I don't know if the Creed kid's back or not, but he's a big old boy that you know, we'll have to, you know, work around him. So, you know, I look forward to them coming down regardless of what happens tonight with a chip on their shoulder and you know, getting after us a little bit. So we're going to have a good week of practice getting ready for them, really pay attention to our assignments because, you know, with the way that they run their offense, you know, pulling guards, pulling tackles, as long as we stay fundamentally sound and read those keys, we'll be in good shape. But we need a good week of practice.
Absolutely. Once again, assistant coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Beavers winning tonight 35-7 with 28 unanswered points. Congratulations, coach, and we'll do it again next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.